You are listening to Concert Blast.
Mario Speedwagon, check out Concert Blast, baby, they rock.
My name is Hal Nelson from Rhode Island, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Marita Curran. I'm from Philadelphia, PA, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
All right, hey, I'm Mike French from St. Louis, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Lisa from St. Louis, Missouri, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, everyone, this is Ryan Newell from Sister Hazel, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Brian Hitt from REO Speedwagon, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi there, this is Bruce Hall
and Dave Amato,
and we're from REO Speedwagon,
and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Neil Dowdy from REO Speedwagon, and you are lucky enough to be listening to Concert Blast.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold. Brian and Tom's not with me right now because I have a special invitation. I'm at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm talking to one of my favorite rock heroes of all time.
Who is it? Who's there? Did I miss somebody?
Yeah.
Is Peter Frampton back there? What's going on?
No, oh, is Frampton here?
Everybody else in town is, man.
The day after the
CMAs, man, this town is buzzing.
Yes, it is. It always buzzes, though.
Yeah, it does. I love this place. We flew in yesterday. I flew in with Clint Black and Meat Loaf. It was like backstage at the American Music Awards
on
my American flight yesterday. I had a great time. Nashville's always great. You're right. The CMA day is just like, you know, takes it over the top. So we're glad to be here at this time.
And by the way, I'm speaking to Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, I knew I was here somewhere.
And we're so excited to have REO back in town, especially the Wild Horse. We love this place.
Man, I do too. We were so pleasantly surprised last time we played here that we've been looking forward to coming back. It's a great venue, nice big stage, but still intimate. And, you know, play Nashville, man. Nashville is one of my favorite towns in the world. I lived here for about 6 months when I was a kid. I came down here to try to get a songwriting deal. And I'll never forget, I was somewhere in a restaurant or something. Somebody asked me what I did for a living. And coming from Chicago, I would say I was a songwriter, and they would look at me and say, well, yeah, but what's your real job? You know, and down here was the first time I said I'm a songwriter, and they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, this is good. Yeah. Being a songwriter is for real when you're in Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville it is. Yeah. You can do well here, and you've learned that over the years.
Yeah, you know, this town always inspires me. I always look forward to getting here.
When you were here here last year, we reviewed your show, and we also got to listen to a lot of new songs for the first time in a long time. Loved that album that came out last year. Find Your Own Way Home?
Yeah, thank you very much. That was a labor of love for sure. And I've said this before, but you know, we've made a lot of records over the years, right? And so I sometimes think, all right, if someday I'm at the pearly gates and John Lennon's up there, and I only can pick one REO Speedwagon record to bring with me, that play for John, that would be it.
Have you ever met Lennon?
No, I never did. I've met Ringo and George and Paul, but never met John.
Where'd you get that name, Find Your Own Way Home?
It was one of the song titles. It was the last song title that came to me. That one particular song went through a couple of different choruses, and it just it kind of made sense because that's kind of what the album was about. It's about, you know, taking responsibility, or no one's gonna lead you home. You know, you gotta find your own way. The whole album is kind of about becoming a grown up in certain ways. So you gotta find your own way home. No one's gonna clear the path for you. You know, it's up to you to figure it out for yourself.
Kevin Ariel's been around for a long time, and I'm going to confess that I think it was 1972 or 1973. I was attending my very first concert at the age of 15. It was a Grand Funk Railroad here at the Municipal Auditorium. Guys were opening act.
That is right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Did you really?
I swear to God, I sure do. I remember because those guys, we were like the opening act for so many tours back at that time because we had a couple records out, so we'd sell a few tickets, and we had a little following in the Midwest.
Large following in the Midwest.
Yeah, we did. And so bands would pick us up for the Midwest shows to help ticket sales. And I met Mark Farner subsequently. Nice guy, you know, Don Brewer, nice guy. All friends of mine now. But at the time, they gave us no monitors. They gave us one spotlight. I mean, they just screwed us over bad. I was like, okay, guys, good luck. You
know? Yeah, I mean, I remember the sound going bad.
We had nothing. We had nothing going for us. Yeah.
But everything was perfect when they hit the stage for some reason.
How about that?
How amazing how it works. Yeah. Now, you came in and out of the band several times. Is that right? Just once?
Seemed like several times.
Yeah.
But, I was out for a couple of years in 73 and 74.
Yeah.
You know, the growing up process. I think finally when 1976 came around, we all kind of realized that we needed each other.
Good.
You know, and that's a hard thing for young men, you know, that they're hot stuff. You know, it's hard to come to terms. Hey, we have another member of REO
Speedwagon. Yeah, Dave Amato just came in. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm Mike Arnold from Concert Blast.
Can we move this over?
Sure. Let's go. Let's walk. We got Mike backstage here. Going back to the other dressing room here so I can take a little voice break.
Hi, say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike,
hey.
How are you doing?
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Kevin, for everything. Looking forward to the show. This is wonderful. Got a new gift here. Dave Amato just came up.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Great guitarist.
Good to see ya.
Now, how long have you been with the band?
Almost 20 years. Pretty much 20 years, yeah.
You can say 20. That is amazing. Do you do any songwriting yourself?
Yes, I have in the past. I did, but I kind of co-produced this one.
You co-produced?
Yeah, helped with the production of this one, yeah.
Well, what did Bruce do here?
Bruce wrote a great song for his wife, yes, if he wants to come over and say something.
Yeah, come on over here.
We'll come over here.
Have a seat right here.
What's happening?
What song did you write?
I don't remember.
Kevin, tell me a while ago, he had to call your wife to find out the words.
That's right, we did.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No,
so,
Born to Love You.
Born to Love You. That's Bruce's.
Now, you're going to play that tonight?
No. We're going to hit him with the hits tonight. Yeah, we're just going to play pretty much what people came to hear, I think, pretty much.
We're going to play a couple of new ones, aren't
we? Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Dangerous.
I love Dangerous. Yeah, and Smiling in the End?
I think we'll do Smiling.
I love that song.
I think it's on the set.
Actually, that's my favorite song off the new album. I like it.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. Cool.
Who gets the credit for that?
That's Kevin.
Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Well, in a way, I mean, Casey, when he brings songs to the band, we really do a lot to him. He gets a lot of the credit, but I think we all should get the credit. We fix them up pretty good. And then,
so his name's on it, but y'all's work's in it.
That's right.
We splatter our stuff all over it, you know?
Well, Dave.
No, I mean.
So y'all are here tonight, and you're at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville. Tomorrow night you go to Atlanta, then on to New Orleans. How much longer do y'all have for this year?
We're almost done.
That's about it.
It's counting tonight, about five shows left.
Yeah, we go to Vegas next weekend, I think it is, right?
Yeah,
next
so.
Weekend. And that's about it. And then we have a corporate in December.
December, right.
It's just a private show, so.
Yeah. You like doing those private shows?
They're fun. Yeah, they're great.
Some of them are great.
Yeah.
You would be amazed, honestly. Yeah. Some of them are gigantic, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're awesome. Well, it's a hotel in Texas, like a big... convention.
Big ballroom.
Yeah, big ballroom. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, so we set
one
up
time
the
we
whole
did
thing.
One in Chicago at a House of Blues. Remember that one? For brain surgeons or whatever? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Brain surgeons.
Yeah, and it was crazy. They were wild. And woohoo, you know?
And came at you with, took your brain right out.
And y'all looked at each other and said, turn it up. Let's give their brain something.
I could use a new brain, please.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bruce, how long have you been with the band?
Oh, well, let's see. I'm 25. No.
Before you were born.
Before I was born. No, I've been in the band almost 31 years. I think it'll be in January. It'll be 30, maybe 31 now. I'm almost 32.
Do you ever get tired of singing Back on the Road?
No, I like that song.
Oh, I love it.
I get tired of hearing him singing.
I think everybody else gets tired of me singing.
No, I'm kidding. I love playing that song. It's fun.
Yeah, Dave, it gives him a wide open opportunity to wail on it.
I think
there's no structure at the guitar solo.
Fender Strat on that and just go crazy.
Which do y'all prefer to play? A club like this, a big arena, a festival? What do you prefer?
I like them all. I mean, this club is fantastic. It's not a small club. This is not just a, you know.
No, you got a couple thousand people here you can put in here.
They're all great, honestly. And we're lucky that we can adjust to any of the different kinds of venues. We have a stage that we can pretty much shape to fit anywhere. I mean, we've thought that out, at least. We play the big ones. We play the places like this, which are great. I don't even know how many this holds, but...
What's this, a couple thousand?
Yeah, a couple thousand.
That's great.
Yeah, we play theaters, a couple thousand there. We play festivals. We did some this year over in Europe.
I think in February we're supposed to do the Superdome with Kid Rock, I believe. Isn't that the Superdome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm dating myself. Yeah, I just told Kevin I saw REO in 1972, opening for Grand Funk at my very first concert.
Oh, my God.
That was before I was
15.
Yeah, it was way before I was there.
But I saw you in a stadium in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl. With Kansas and Joan Jett.
Wow.
And that was a hot day. My wife said before we came down here, she said, at least you won't get sunburnt this time.
That's for sure. It's a beautiful rainy day.
Yeah, cool. But we've always loved your songs and loved your playing. First time I actually got to see you play last year.
Oh, thank you.
And you are dynamite.
Great,
dynamite.
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Very good.
I got a new Les Paul today. I went to the Gibson factory. They gave me a new Les Paul. So
did they sponsor you?
Yes.
They do?
Sure.
So you got a bunch of Gibson people here tonight?
Oh, yeah, in the front row. Yeah, I just talked to them. That's where I just came from, yeah.
He's going to shred their heads.
Shred the first song. I'm going to play that new one for them.
Okay, what's some of your most embarrassing moments?
Oh, Lord.
Give me one. Give me one that stands out.
I'm trying to remember. Usually those things I try to forget, and I've done a good job of it, too. Meeting Dave Amato.
Somebody else told me that in another band. That's
I didn't like Dave either. But
you're a funny guy.
I remember one.
What was
when
it,
in the Fort Wayne when the girl took out her teeth came
all
the way out. Yeah, and she
embarrassing.
Was
gross.
Yeah, that was kind of not embarrassing.
Was that out in front in the audience?
Right in the front row. Oh, yeah. Right
so that's a good audience one.
Well.
Now, what about one that y'all flubbed up?
We don't flub up.
Oh!
We don't make any mistakes.
No.
I can't even remember one right this minute.
Great.
All I can think of. I mean, Please turn the mic off.
In the early 70s, the big storm that we had here in Nashville, at a place off the beach, off the lake, in Hermitage Landing.
75, 76?
Yeah, something like that.
The tour of the live album.
Yeah.
A storm came outdoors, electricity went off. They were riding the storm out. The crowd ended up finished singing because the PA went out. And you
that
heard
a lot with
stage
riding the storm out shuts down the cities.
Yeah, in the summertime. Sometimes people say REO stands for rain expected outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we play in the summertime, and sometimes we get away almost the entire summer without any rain hardly. But then some years it's like you can't even play outside. I mean, every time we go to play outside, it's like raining, pouring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you listen to right now?
I'm a classic rock kind of. I listen to like Beatles. I love the Beatles. I mean, that's where I go when I.
You know, that's our standard answer everywhere we go. No matter what genre of music it is, even the young guys, the new ones coming up, the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're great. They're timeless now. I mean, you can still listen to their music and go, I'm amazed. You know, you listen to enough of it, you go like, how did they do that? And it was such a short amount of time that they really recorded. It was like.
They wrote some, amazing songs that nobody.
And they played.
Even,
their playing was awesome.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, it's country people. I like some country folk.
Oh, really?
Well, I've always liked the Dixie Chicks. I think they sound great. I like them a lot. Yeah.
I like Brad Paisley.
Oh, did you?
What a guitar player.
Yeah,
fantastic guitar player.
Brad Paisley's awesome,
my
right?
God. The Telly?
Yeah.
There's like, a band, Wally, what have you been listening to, band-wise?
Buckcherry.
Buckcherry, yeah. That's
don't
funny.
Tell me.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Don't tell me.
Buckcherry. Oh, yeah. It's great.
I have two
Little
friends.
Oh, perfect.
Who'd you say, Bruce?
Little Big Town.
There you go for Buckcherry fans. Get them out of my mind.
Yeah.
We're three of us that does this. Tom, our partner, is a big Buckcherry fan.
He
would have fell over if he'd heard you say that.
Is he out there?
Yes.
Well, you tell him.
Yeah.
He's a friend.
They told us only one of us could come back here, and that's why.
That's a lot of room.
We're going to wrap it up here. We're going to get ready to see REO Speedwagon all take right. the stage. Here's a Wild Horse. Dave, Bruce, and everybody else out there, thank you. Kevin's had to leave, so thank him for me, too.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
Good. Thank you, guys. So here we are at REO Speedwagon, and we got one of the beautiful ladies from...
That would be St. Louis, Missouri.
Who am I talking to?
Lisa.
Lisa from St. Louis.
I love you guys. You rock.
You're here for REO Speedwagon, huh?
And you.
Who knows about REO, right? You're here for Concert Blast, right?
Yes. We're here to have a good time at the Wild Horse with our friends REO Speedwagon.
And you brought some guy along with you. What's his name?
Mike.
Mike, what are you doing?
Waiting for REO Speedwagon.
And harassing all the famous people in the crowd.
That's me. That's what I'm doing, checking everybody out.
Y'all have a great time.
Thank you, and you too.
Well, REO, banging all the drums out there. And here they come, REO Speedwagon.
Since 1972, the first time we came through here, we were opening up for Grand Funk Railroad down at the Municipal Auditorium. And ever since then, man, the women of Nashville, Tennessee have treated us so well. They've been so hospitable to us and made us feel good every time we come through town. So we feel the least we can do is play a song for you. history of this band, and as Dave well knows, Dave Amato's been in this band for 20 years at this point. And when Dave first joined, man, he had some big Beatle boots to fill, and he certainly has done it. But the man who wrote this next song was our original guitar player, Gary Richrath, and he was a man who wrote songs deep from his soul, and this was kind of his autobiography in a way. And so we'll mix up a little Illinois Shuffle and a little of Gary's autobiography, and we'll try it out for you right now. Hometown lady, leaving for the city, bags in hand, she's boarding the train.
Waving goodbye to everybody.
Oh.
still screaming and they're still throwing picks.
Yeah, they keep throwing out picks, don't they? Everybody is.
Oh my goodness, I see three ladies hot as a pistol, man, I tell you. Did y'all have a great time bubbling in for REO Speedwagon tonight?
Of course. That was the best time ever.
Where are y'all from?
We live here now, but I'm from Colorado.
I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
And I'm from Indiana.
How'd y'all meet?
In Nashville. They already knew each other, and I moved here a year and a half ago, and somebody introduced me to them, and we just kind of clicked.
We were looking for a girl to join the group, and she just fit right in. So.
Destiny.
You gotta tell everybody your names now.
Okay, I'm Carrie Ann.
I'm Jen.
Alyssa.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your music and what they can do to find your music.
We are on MySpace, which most people are that are musicians, but if you go to myspace.com/listentopistol, you'll be able to hear us and see pictures and get updates on our shows and all kinds of good stuff. So check us out, be our friend.
How long have y'all been together?
About a year and a half, 2 years.
And y'all met in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yep.
Yes.
Y'all come here for music?
Yes, we did.
Absolutely, yes.
Do y'all perform very much?
All the time.
All
every
the
day.
Time.
No, we perform like about two times a week or more.
Like last night at the CMA Awards, y'all were y'all.
We were there. We were there.
We were dancing.
You were what?
Dancing.
Dancing?
Yes, yeah. Alan Jackson had a thing, good time. He had a bunch of dancers, line dancers. We were part of it.
Now, do y'all have a CD out, right?
We do.
We have a CD. Tom bought one for $5. It's a good bargain. Come on now.
Pistol's greatest hit.
Pistol's.
Okay. The best of Pistol.
Best of Pistol. Our only four songs.
Hey, nice meeting you, girls.
Very nice to meet you.
Now we left the concert, we left talking to Pistol, now we're back here in the backstage area where REO Speedwagon is going to do a meet and greet. We're standing here and all of a sudden up walks somebody from Sister Hazel. Introduce yourself to our people.
Hello everyone, my name is Ryan Newell. I play guitar in the band Sister Hazel and I'm just happy to be here. Saw a great show tonight and looking to get into some trouble.
You got the right company then.
That's right.
Now Ryan, y'all were here back in February and you coming back again in February, if I understand, or something like that.
Yeah. Wow, it's been a year. That's crazy. I believe we're here February 27th. You know, we love Nashville. We've been playing here since we were in a van and trailer years ago when we started. We love coming here. We have a lot of friends here. I'm actually thinking about moving here.
Yeah,
someone out there needs to twist my arm and I'll be here, but...
Twist it, Tom, twist it.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the CD you're working on.
We've been here for a week recording a record. It's going to be our, believe it or not, our 11th album. Crazy, I know.
We've been together.
We've been together 15 years, which is crazy because you look at us, and fortunately we don't look that old, but when you dig in, people are like, wow, you guys have been around forever. I got in an accident in sixth grade to your song. We're like, whoa, don't make me feel old, you know. But
y'all are from Atlanta?
Not from Atlanta. We're actually from Gainesville, Florida. We all went to University of Florida except for our drummer, and then we all spread around. Two of us live in Atlanta, two still live in Gainesville, Florida, and one of us lives in Palm Beach. Beach Gardens, Florida. You know, we see each other enough, so when we're off the road, we don't have to live in the same town.
So do y'all typically try to get together, two or three of you, to write songs in Nashville or Atlanta or where?
You know, we do all the above. We bring in songs that we've written ourselves. We co-write with other people. We co-write with each other. Andrew, another one of our guitar players and singers, he actually comes up here to Nashville and writes a lot and is heavily involved in the Nashville scene. I've been up here and written a little bit with him. I mean, we're always writing.
You never know when that big hit will come around, do you?
You never know.
Again.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you know, it'd be great to get back on the radio, but we're just fortunate that we have a fan base where we can actually have a career and people come to our shows and we don't have to be dependent on radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty easy to come to Nashville and find some songwriters too, isn't it?
Oh, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I love Nashville. Like I said, I was thinking about moving here. It's crazy because I came here tonight. I really don't feel like I know too many people in Nashville, but I ended up running into like 10, 15 people I knew here tonight, and I'm like, this is crazy. I actually know people here. This is awesome, you know?
It's really a close-knit family of Nashville writers and musicians.
It is, man. It's what they call the good old boy network,
right?
Yeah,
That's right.
Welcome to Nashville.
Right.
It will definitely draw on you for sure.
Right.
All right, let me ask you some personal questions. Okay, you've been together for a long time, played tons of shows, thousands, tens of thousands probably. Any embarrassing moments on stage?
Oh, all the time.
That's right.
All the time. Well, of course the clams, you know, you get clams all the time. And we do this thing where if someone clams on stage, you turn around and you look at your amp like it's your amp's fault. You're like, well, something's wrong with my amp. You go back there and like smack it or something. But there's been a couple zipper down moments, you know, where people are pointing at you and you're like, man, I must be awesome tonight. And you look down, your zipper's down. Ken actually fell into the drums one night. And it was so bad, he knocked the whole kit over to where we had to stop the song and pull him out of the drums, and the techs had to come out and set the drums back up so we could finish the song.
What's the craziest thing you've seen out in the audience?
The craziest thing out in the audience is one of our friends backstage wanted to get a closer look at the band, and he couldn't get through the crowd. So he went backstage, crawled through the ceiling. There was this area where he could actually go up into the ceiling. He crawled through the ceiling and like started to go out over the audience, and he was going to stick his head through and watch the show from up there, but he fell through the ceiling.
Oh,
so we're playing, some guy falls from the ceiling, but he's holding on with his hands. He's just holding on for dear life on the ceiling. We're like, who is that? And then we're like, oh my goodness, we know that guy.
No, I don't know.
You didn't do it though, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was awesome.
That's really cool.
What do you listen to?
Man, I listen to everything. I really do. It depends what mood I'm in. Some days you wake up, you want to crank AC/DC. Some days you wake up and you want to hear Mozart. You know, I like all kinds of bands. I like, as far as modern music, I really like Beck a lot. I think he's a great artist. I've been listening to the band Phantom Planet. They have a great new record. You know, a little bit of everything. It changes every day.
Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me. All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Great show, man. Very good show. We enjoyed it.
Hi, Brian. Yeah. Nice to meet you, man.
This is my few partners here.
That's right.
I hope you got something tonight.
Oh, we had great time.
Oh, we did.
I'm sorry I couldn't spend more time. I'm just like, you know, it's all about saving the book.
You only got so much time.
We got tomorrow night.
We got a couple more nights. Right. I got two more to go. So.
Yeah. Check out the show, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done it before already, too. So.
Sure.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey. This is Neil. I'm Mike Arnold. How you doing?
I'm just fine.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking to Neil. Very good job. And you wrote one of the songs tonight that they did?
Yes, One Lonely Night. It's like the only song really that I've ever written for the band.
Yep.
It was top 20 on the radio. And every now and then I still get at least $1.25.
There you go.
In the mail.
Right.
But yeah, it was actually very big down in South America. So we worked it up a couple of weeks ago when we played down there in the Caribbean and Panama City and all those places. They said, hey, you got to play that song because it was like number one here. And we hadn't done it in 20 years. So we worked it up really quickly.
So did you get to be front and center stage there? You said always in the back. They put you out front, right, in South America?
No. I still, I like hiding behind the other guys. Yeah, I'm the shy type.
So what inspired you to write the song?
Well, it was a true story. It was about one of my wives. I can't remember which one.
Sounds like me, don't it?
But, yeah. But we'd had a big fight, and then she left town, not because of the fight, but just for some other reason. And I sat down at the piano and went, man, I was fighting with her all day, but I kind of miss her right now. So
right.
That's the story of that song.
It's real. That's the whole thing about it.
Oh, yeah. They say songs are easier to write when it's a true story. But I've only written one song in 20 years, so I guess my life isn't very exciting.
But you add so much to the songs. Like, without your keyboards, a Riding Storm Out would be nothing like it.
Well, yeah. You know, I've been kind of lucky because we kind of use keyboards as a solo instrument more than a lot of classic rock bands do. And it just kind of is the way the band evolved. We used to do keyboards last, after doing about 100 tracks of guitars, and whatever room was left in the frequency spectrum, we would, that's, you know, they go, Neil, that's where you get to put a keyboard part, you know, so you kind of had to work around that.
All right, Neil, I'm going to test your memory.
All right.
What was it, 76, 77?
Yes.
Here in Nashville, Tennessee, we had a place called Hermitage Landing.
That I remember, yeah.
On the loading lake. Stage. Yes.
Right.
Like
floating disc. Yes.
A big storm came right in the middle of y'all's show.
That, well, we're famous for causing storms to... In fact, we used to get a lot of work during droughts because they would hire us knowing that then it would start raining.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Iowa had a terrible drought once, and they hired us, and it started raining during the show and didn't stop for a month. So
Wow. We
saved the Iowa agriculture.
Town.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all did a benefit for the flood victims in Iowa.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a little too much out of hand. So that, since we're the one that started the rain, we thought we better help them.
Went back to help them out.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a little bit too much water. Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Raised a bunch
yeah.
of money for them, though.
Yeah. Oh, you know, my girlfriend went to college at the University of Iowa, and we drove through campus town there, and she couldn't believe it. I mean, she was getting upset. Like, all of her old hangouts were, like, washed away. I have a little bit of a connection there with it, you know, because of that, so...
I love that.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Neil.
And we'll try not to cause any more floods.
Thank you.
And I'll try to write another song within the next 20 years.
All right. Yeah, let's keep it. Just keep it. No more wives.
Oh, no. I think I finally found the right woman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tom said that 3 times. That's good.
Well, I said that 3 times, but the 4th time I actually mean it.
Okay.
So.
There you go. You give me hope, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate this. All right.
Show.
Well, we're here backstage area, and Ryan says, hey, man, there's somebody here by the name of Chip Matthews who's working with us on his album. What are you doing for these guys?
Well, I pour a lot of coffee, and I clean the mud off the tires.
So are you producing, or what are you doing?
Well, I'm sort of filling the cracks. I'm like, they got this idea, and I'm just trying to help them capture it on tape or proverbial hard drive these days. No, really, it's just being along for the ride and helping them organize their thoughts and helping them keep everything, you know, from one song to the next, because they'll get tired and inspired and tired, and you know, and you kind of just help keep everything sort of...
We get band ADD, and then he pulls us out of it.
I can understand.
Kind of Energizer Bunny kind of. Thing, right?
I mean, the most creative people are always that way. They're always a little bit, they're thinking about the music and the right brain. They're not thinking about the clock, and they're not thinking about maybe the execution. So you just try to help.
Nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Hi,
Brian. I'm Brian.
Yep. And there's
a thumb name right there.
Mike, how you doing, man?
Yeah, we're Trouble. Watch it.
We're with Concert Blast.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. Did a great job. I love how you hit that gong at the beginning of the show.
I got everybody going.
It's
really
just an attention getter, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got to do something back there. I'm hidden.
Absolutely, guys.
Well, good show. You're busy.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, man. Take care.
All right.
Hey, man, it was a great night. Another great night, the Wild Horse. REO, classic, just classic, isn't it, guys?
Absolutely.
Magical.
Now, come on, tell us who else is coming now.
Anthony Hamilton, the R&B, the storyteller, the poet, will be here on November 30th. December 3rd, Ray Davies, one of my all-time favorites.
There
what a legend.
Can't wait. Hey, we got a big New Year's Eve bash.
New Year's Eve. Walter Egan.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
want to
sing
mm-hmm.
the song?
Oh, yeah.
You are the magnet, and I am the steel. Followed by the Devonshires, our crazy friends from across the pond.
The Devonshires.
The Devonshires.
Yes. The best cover band.
Followed by Craig Morgan. And his new single out, doing really well.
Hey, now I heard a rumor also that if you have not got your Rick Springfield tickets, you better hurry.
If you got your Rick Springfield tickets, you better turn on your TV, because that's where you'll see him. Rick Springfield. Still a few tickets left on the nosebleed section.
Right.
Mr. Hazel, February 27th, I believe. Again, I don't have a 2009 calendar. It's way too far for me to think. But, you know, I'm still working on November or December. Here's one big thing that I really haven't talked about that just happened last week. Remember the Grand Ole Opry started off with a barn dance? It's called the Barn Dance at the Barn Behind the Scene.
Oh, yeah.
That came out. The old Barn Dance is coming back. It's coming back, the Wild Horse, starting January 30th. And we're bringing all the young, new talent, like when Hank Williams started out, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, before they were anybody. They were on the opera stage and made their first debut performance. We're bringing that back. We're going to find some new opera stars, and we're going to develop Out of the Wild Horse every Friday night, 9:30, broadcast all over the world on WSM, back to the beginning. It's amazing how things always go back 360 to the beginning. And I'm so excited about this. Every Friday night, but we're broadcasting around the world on WSM, all over the country. What a show. Stay tuned.
That's incredible.
Oh, it is incredible. Great, great show.
Sounds like an exciting time for the Wild Horse.
Back
gotta
to
come on down.
Guys.
That's right.
Stay tuned for the great shows coming next year to the horse.
The Wild Horse, of course. That's right.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Mike Davis, man.
That's right. The man himself. Woo-hoo!
Well, our good buddies from St. Louis has got to leave the house, as you said.
We got to leave the house.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys.
Right. Again.
Push your band, Mike.
Caution with a K.
Caution band
with a K.
Hey, come see us in St. Louis. Everybody in Nashville is freaking awesome. You guys rock. REO rocks.
Concert blast.
There
Concert
you go.
Blast rocks. Wild Horse rocks. Come to St. Louis.
Y'all have a safe trip back home.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you again. Absolutely. Hey, enjoy it. Well, we're still backstage. We're about to leave, but we just have got to talk about what a wonderful time we had tonight for the REO Speedwagon Show. Wow.
Yes, we did have a good time. The show was good, too. We've talked to everybody, it seems like, in the van.
Including a lot of other people, too. Well, you know what? The show was very similar, but it was still exciting. They started off, of course, with
Don't Let Him Go.
But don't let him go.
They came out there.
How Brian came out there.
And he tore up that gong, didn't he?
Oh, he did, man. He was just banging away and just jumped right into the next song, which is Take It on the Run.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run.
And right after that, they drove right into Keep Pushing.
Dangerous Combination for the next song off the new the latest album. It came out last year.
I'm talking to myself and man's a dangerous conversation. Baby, you could save me tonight. You could make everything alright. You're looking better by the minute. I'm trying to keep from falling in it.
Next came a couple of hits from the hits. The first one is the one that Neil wrote, One Lonely Night.
One lonely night. One lonely night. That's all it takes to completely break you.
The next song that came up was another one from the hits, That Ain't Love.
They brought into the next song, Golden Country. One of the, by far, REO Speedwagon's biggest hits, Can't Fight This Feeling.
From there, they went to old, I think it was Gary Richrath song.
That's what they said, yeah.
Son of a Poor Man.
But a woman can't bear hot glass in a lonely farmer's town. And the son of a poor man.
favorite from the CD, Find Your Own Way Home. Smiling in the End was next.
Well, you can leave me cold, I'll recover. Say that you think about my mother. Well, you can beat me, mistreat me, but just to be smiling in the end.
Kevin brought out acoustic guitar, brought into Time for Me to Fly.
I've had enough of the falseness of a one-off relation. Enough of the jealousy and the intoleration. Oh, I make you laugh and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
Then after that song, it was immediately you heard the bass thump. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Bruce came in to the front of the stage. He took the microphone over at the beginning. And man, did he have the crowd in his hand at that time.
And he could tell he was loving every minute of it, too.
Well, that's his only front and center song, man. He's got to put out.
And it's one of the best songs that REL Speedwagon has.
I agree.
Back, back on the road again. I'm back on the road.
Hey, they wasted no time. They jumped right onto one of their, I think their number one hit, Keep On Loving You.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do. I don't wanna sleep, I just wanna keep on loving you.
And they ended this show with Roll With The Changes.
But if you
And they brought out all these guests. You had Pistol, the three girls from Pistol.
And it sounded great. I mean, perfect timing with those vocals right there, the background vocals, sounded great.
Well, it wasn't only them. Mark Slaughter came out.
And Beth Hooker came out.
Absolutely.
That was very cool.
And Beth used to sing on their albums back in the recording days in the 70s and 80s.
Of course. They came off stage. Tell you what, they were ready for some more, and Kevin came out there and said, this put us on the map.
Riding the storm out.
Kevin said, come on, we're going to do this Avenue thing here. But of course, we're talking about the
157 Riverside Avenue. We're through with the town on the Sunday.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed the backstage experience, the interview, and the concert review.
Man, I know I did, man. It was a blast. Of course, we're talking about a concert blast here, too, man.
Originally, we were all supposed to talk to Kevin up front, but they just took Mike. But I think the after show took care
of
it.
It did make
up to us. We have to thank Wally for that, too. We just had a blast.
Yeah, they were pressured for time and nice enough to let us come there after the party.
We also want to thank everybody for sending us emails, concertblast@gmail.com, and get on the website, vote for us with the vote link on the right-hand side of our webpage. We're going to sign off from the Wild Horse Saloon. This is Mike signing off.
This is Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off. Have a good evening, y'all.
God bless ya.
Woo!
All
right.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
Low. How low can you go?